When an actor blows up in his lines, it's not news, but it is sometimes funny. I've had some blow-ups recorded, and if they should fail to send you into convulsions, I hope at least you'll find them of academic interest. These are from scenes in Magic Town with Jimmy Stewart and Jane Wyman. My name is Robert Riskin. I wrote and produced Magic Town. Why I should be getting any amusement out of this, I don't know. Every time they muffed a line, it cost money. Oh, well. The first few you'll hear are examples of the quiet, what a dope I am type of fluff.
All right, roll, action.
Rip, well, it's good to see you. We've missed it terribly.
And miss you.
Oh, stop that fiddle-faddle and let the boy have his lunch.
What happened, Rip? Any luck?
Senna, did you ever find yourself... Senna, did you ever feel like you were completely up in your mind?
All right, here we go. All ready? Action.
There was a story. We ran a news story last week. Usual one. About a married woman in love with another man. Her husband came between them, so they finally killed him. They thought they were free. Their crime had created some damn thing.
All ready? All right, action! Mary, listen. Look, this is your last day here. Will you let me take charge of the paper today?
Take charge?
Yeah, I want to run this story in the front page of today's issue.
But that happened weeks ago.
I know it did. I want to run it anyway.
What for, Rip? What will that accomplish?
I don't know. Maybe everything, maybe nothing. I don't know. All I know is this town needs some firecrackers. Hello, firecracker. How are you?
Grand to see you.
The next two are the explosive variety, the I could kick myself type of blow-up.
All ready. All right. Action.
Oh, Mary, I had to come back. I had to. I couldn't work. I couldn't think. I couldn't...
I'm all screwed up with this. Quiet, please. All ready. Action.
I'm entitled to a chance while there's still hope of breathing life into the thing we killed. Come on, Mary. I just want a chance. Please.
What do you want me to do?
Just print this. Print this. Of course, there's a lot to do, but for the time being, just print this. Thank you, darling.
Okay. All right. Now, here we go. Now, here's your job.
But, Ripper...
Look, just go out in the wire service, and I'm up high on a kite. But go out that door anyway. And see the wire service. What the hell is that line?
This last one is the longest ad-lib fluff in history.
All ready, action.
Look, Hiawatha. By the shores of Gitche-Gumee, by the... Always thought it was Gitche-Gooey.
It was gooey, too. Huh?
Me, I was exclusively a charge of the Light Brigade,
fella. Oh, I loved Iowa.
That's half a league.
By the shores of Gitche-Gumee, by the shining...
All in the Valley of Death.
...with the wigwam of Macomba's daughter...
Forward the Light Brigade.
Dark behind the most...
Charge for the guns, he said! Into the Valley of Death rode the 600.
Into the Valley of Death rode the 600. Right before them beat the water, beat the shining...
Forget the second verse. Third verse. Cannons to right of them, cannons to left of them, cannons in front of them. Volleyed and thundered. Stormed at by shot and shell. Boldly they rode. Well, into the jaws of death. Into the...
There the ring of the coma.
Okay, I'll do one more. Action. Cossacks and Russians reeled from the saber stroke, shattered and...
In the frosty nights of winter shows the broad white road in heaven. Pathway of the ghosts, the shadows running straight across the heavens, crowded with the ghosts.
Once upon an island, there were three bears, a mother bear and a father bear, and they had 300 children. All boys, and one time they were going through the woods, and they came to a great big bathtub full of spaghetti. And the mother bear said, children, be careful, because whenever you come to a bathtub, Hickory Dickory Dock, the mouse ran up the clock. The clock struck one, lunch.
E-Y-A-Y, owl.
Wrote the 600. So I got up the wrong damn kite.
It can't be that funny. Good grief, the time and film that was wasted. Now you know what a producer is up against.